It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. M-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars.
Hello.
She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen, don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice your truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin, believe capital H. Doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. M-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen, don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin, believe capital H.
Don't.
culture.
Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, Chola descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast but leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born this
way. No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or Orient me, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave.
Live on 90.7 FM WGXE,
Acre, Catskill,
and Hudson. And I am joined with a few of my fellow comrades, my colleagues, and we're going to be doing something special for Pride Month. Here we go.
Hello, I'm a brand new DJ. This is DJ Sweetgrass. Today we're going to be doing a Pride trivia with a bunch of North Coast house
it's
friends.
Fine.
So would everyone like to
it's cool.
Hi, my name is Maya Angel Woods.
Talk it out.
So we can make the best choice as possible.
All right, good idea. And make sure everybody grabs a mic. Each team can share one.
All right, let's get started, y'all. So how about we have, how about you and you? Y'all are going to do rock, paper, scissors to decide who is going to go first.
I have heads and tails on me.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh my god, he's getting ready.
Mine now.
Bro.
Oh.
Some ASMR down at Clubhouse.
Let's go.
Rock, paper,
scissors.
Yo, three ties.
All right, so if we want to have the girls take a look at our monitor, see what our trivia is. So we have pop culture, history, labels, flags, and true or false. Which do we want to start with?
What do you want to start with?
Flags.
I'm not bad. I'm good. No, we're going to do pop culture.
No, flags.
Rock and sister with flags and culture, then.
We got team infighting already.
What?
You win.
Oh my god,
I win. You win.
Right.
Pop culture.
Hold on, guys.
Alright, we're gonna do pop culture for which number?
I'm gonna say number 100.
Pop culture is right there. Yep. This lesbian pop star wrote 2024 summer hit Pink Pony Club.
Ooh. Pink Pony Club.
Zuri, do you want to answer this?
Pink Pony Club.
Alright.
Who sang Pink Pony Club?
Who sings Pink Pony Club?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, what?
Hold on.
Hey, no using your phone. I see you.
My phone is off.
He's over here just doing Sigma. I could probably say Nicki Minaj.
You know, for the name of the song, that's.
How about if I sing it? Okay, go ahead.
If I sing it.
Yeah.
Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna get
Oh! What's her name?
Talent.
Oh my god.
Wait,
that's not
a
Nicki Minaj.
Oh my god. That's
Nicki Minaj, woman.
Is it? I don't know.
All right, five.
Yeah, we give up.
We give up. We give up.
Give it to the boys. Give it to the boys.
Would you guys like to steal?
They don't know anything. What's the answer?
We're gonna find out. Chaplin Roan.
Who's that?
Chaplin Roan.
Who did?
Chaplin Roan.
Bro, I need a chair.
I told you, flags.
I need a chair.
Next one, boys. So we have pop culture, history, labels, flags, or true or false. Let's do something. Flags.
Flags.
All right, flags for which number?
100 up to 500.
425.
So we'll do 400.
You said 400.
Okay, shh.
Okay, light work.
Ooh. What colors are in the bisexual flag?
See that we went over this.
In the bisexual flag, what colors are in the bisexual flag?
Purple, blue, somewhere around magenta, and I'll say like an azul blue.
Oh, you're so close.
One color is missing.
He said pink.
Okay, so what's your final answer?
Yeah, you got
So
it.
You gotta say it together.
Are you doing your blue, pink, purple?
Hey, you got it.
Yes.
You got it. All right.
Thank you, baby.
I didn't say nothing.
There we go. Boys are now in the lead.
Oh my god.
Flags 500. No, flags 200.
Yeah.
Flags 200.
All right.
The pink flag. The pink and blue.
We're just going to read out the question.
Represent. Oh, okay.
What does the pink and blue represent in the progress flag? So, do you know the rainbow flag with the triangle in it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what the pink and blue represents?
Transgender?
Yes, yep.
Oh, I wanted to say that, but I wanted to say it in a better way.
No, you got it.
No, that's
instead
no,
of saying.
Exactly right, yeah.
Transgender.
All right. Dumb. So,
let's see if you guys can. Oh, wait, no, you're still in the lead. Let's see if you guys can maintain your lead here.
I know guys got talents.
All right, so we have pop culture, history, labels, flags, true or false. Which one would you guys like to do?
I'll say true or false.
True or false?
For
which ones?
I'll say like 600.
There's no 600.
400? Yeah, 400.
All right, you're...
You say 400.
400, okay. True or false? California was the first state to outlaw discrimination based on sexual orientation. Is that true or false?
Okay, first of all, I've done this in social studies, so according to my calculations, I'll say that is false.
False?
Is that your final answer?
Final answer. Do you agree?
I think that's the answer.
All right.
You got it right.
Yep, you got it right. The first state.
I wanted to find out.
Oh, you wanted to find out? Actually, it's a really, it's a really interesting state.
Yo, they're in the lead by 600.
Okay. Wow. True or false, 500.
Girl, I was about to talk.
Well, oh, my word.
Okay, y'all. If you're not answering, how about you just one at a time, y'all? But the first state to outlaw discrimination based on sexual orientation was Wisconsin. Isn't that a weird state? Like,
yeah. I forget it exists half the time.
So you wanted true or false 500, right? Mm-hmm. So, black trans icon Marsha P. Johnson threw the first brick at Stonewall. True or false?
True.
True, final answer?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm gonna say yeah.
All right, true. That is incorrect. While she did not throw the first brick, she was involved and went on to become a leading activist during the following uprisings in New York City.
All right.
So,
back to you guys. We got pop culture, history, labels, flags, and true or false.
Say that one more time.
Yep. Pop culture, history, labels, flags, true or false.
Okay, so I'll do true or false again.
All right, we have 100, 200, or 300?
300.
300.
Going for the big bucks.
Right. Flagging is the use of visual cues such as symbols, clothing styles, etc. to indicate that someone is queer. Is that true or false? The term is flagging.
Different flags represent the people who is they act, but from the people they wear, I'm not saying anything like that, so I'll have to say false.
False? True. Some of these cues include flags, handkerchiefs, and keys on belt loops. So, you're incorrect. Flagging is the use of those visual cues.
Hey, I did not know.
So now you guys, or you gals, I should say, have a chance to catch up.
Yeah.
Labels, 500.
Going for the big bucks.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you.
What does androgynous mean?
Oh, that's a strong word I've ever heard before.
This one, I want to help out, but I can't. I gotta be unbiased.
to be yourself and respect others?
Not entirely off, but I wouldn't say that's the definition.
So androgynous means neither feminine nor masculine. It is that in between. All right, so boys, which one would you guys like?
You still got 500s for pop culture, history, and flags.
Okay,
you can pick anything.
So social studies, I have been done, so I'll try history or 300.
300, all right. Nice, safe bet.
By the way.
All right. We have one that takes us back to World War... Oh, wait.
I'm listening.
I just...
It's okay.
I need you to ignore what I just said. Okay. Okay, here's your question. The pink triangle was used to identify queer people during what world war? We have two options here.
So this is 50-50.
Yeah, this one's 50-50.
Okay, so read the question one more time so I can get myself back
up. The pink triangle was used to identify queer people during what war?
I have to say World War II.
Yes, it is.
Well, I
just
guessed.
You just guessed?
Yeah, I thought it was the Civil War, but I was like, nope.
The
nope,
Civil
War? I have
no, no.
Social studies helped me study World War and all of the above.
All right, so.
Someone's out.
This is bit breaking news, y'all. We have the girls who just lost one of their teammates. Oh, my word.
Mamma mia.
All right, so. Yeah, Nazi Germany used the pink triangle as an identifier in concentration camps to represent homosexual people.
I just guessed that. I thought I was going to do like Korean War or something, but that's what I choose that answer.
Nice. And hello, everybody. For those of you who are just tuning in, you are tuning into Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live at 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And we're doing a little bit of Jeopardy for Pride Month. We are joined with
DJ McFlurry,
Maya Angel Woods,
bro. All right, so we got three people joining us for a nice little trivia, and I am your little MC for the trivia. This is DJ Sweetgrass. So, it is now on to the boys, right?
Well, that's when someone say touching grass, well, when you say your name, but
yeah. I am DJ
no, that's
touching
valid.
Grass.
That's
DJ touching grass.
Nah.
For me,
if
I'm 20 years ago, just touch some grass. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so, what would you guys like to do? We still have pop culture, history, labels. 100, all right. When was gay marriage legalized in the U.S.?
See, I don't even know this one.
I have to guess, so
I think if he gets it within 10 years, we'll give it to him.
Yeah, 10 years. How about give me a decade?
God dang.
So, dude, like, you know what I mean? Like,
what, years ago?
So, like, you can tell me 1980s, 1990s.
I will have to guess 1960s.
Mm-mm. No, do you want to know this very crazy number? Gay merch was legalized in 2015.
The day I was only four.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it's still not everywhere in the U.S., right?
No, it is everywhere. Okay. It is
so
a...
So, like, in 1915, but when I was four, this happened?
It... No, in 2015, not 1915. But, yeah, in 2015.
Okay. So, 2015, so I was born 2011, so that's 4 years ago, so I was four.
Wow. Yeah.
Congratulations.
And you were thinking 1960, right?
It's in the old past.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a 1v1.
Yeah. All right, so it looks like we're going to take a quick break, guys. We're going to play some songs and then regroup. Thank you for listening.
Sexually explicit kind of love affair, and I cry blind away from it all like a blind man. Sat on the fence, but it don't work.
Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre Catholic in Hudson. Almost just caused a feedback loop and blew out everybody's ears, but I prevented it. I had the headphones on. You saw that?
Yeah, I did.
All right, let me go back on that instrumental. And we are back, everybody. The 1v1. And we're going to see who knows more about Pride Trivia for Pride Month. And yeah, if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about community and all the good stuff. You know what I mean? Youth, community, everything that's going on in Greene County and Columbia County and the surrounding areas. I always like to say, if you're within range to be getting the radio waves, you're part of the community.
I love that. So I'm a new DJ here. I'm DJ Sweetgrass, and we are joined by two of the youth. We started with four, but we lost two in the process. So, all right, do we want these two youth to introduce themselves?
Yo, 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 what's up? I'm Mr. DJ McFloy.
All right.
So many kids pick McDonald's names.
Hello, I am DJ Mia.
All right, so we got two siblings fighting. And today we are doing a Pride trivia in honor of Pride Month. And so I believe we're on. Are we on yours? Okay, so yeah. Right now it is DJ McFlurry's turn to answer.
I think
answer.
He's gonna go for one. I think he's gonna go for this.
One on the history. Do you want? So the options are pop culture, history, labels, flags, or true or false. Flags. All right. So we have
100, 300, and 500.
100? Yeah.
All right.
I'm going small, then we're going up to big.
How many colors does the rainbow flag have?
I'm doing the same thing. I'm also counting.
I'll say six.
And you are correct.
So when you said the rainbow flag, it's similar to
Clubhouse represent.
Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse both sing the song saying red, orange, yellow, green, blue. Don't forget this
purple, violet,
too.
And two.
Oh my god.
Okay.
All right. So DJ Maya. Which one do you want to do?
Mia.
Oh, my word. Sorry. which one would you like to do?
I'll do this one.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to do flags for 300.
All right. What does the brown and black represent on the progress flag?
um, They will have to probably represent the brown one. I do not know, but the black probably straight, but the brown one I do not know.
No. So the brown and black represent POC queer people of color.
Oh.
Looking at me and you. Imagine having straight on the pride flag.
Oh god, no.
That is crazy. Wait. That's crazy. Alright, so.
Spin the wheel.
We'll do Black History Month.
Black what? No.
I mean, if you guys want to do that for trivia next time, we can make a
true
one
false.
For
I'll
these.
Do true or false for 200 points.
Come on, okay.
You stole my idea.
Alright. Your question. The rainbow flag did not always have the same amount of colors in it.
The rainbow flag is gay, so it only helps the color of the rainbow, but let's not forget brown, black, gray, white, magenta, violet, other blue, cyan, teal. So I will have to say it is false.
True. The original rainbow flag contained two additional colors, pink and turquoise, so you are incorrect.
Holy cow. I see this.
Oh, yeah, that's
the.
We're going to have the final gambit, I think.
All right, so do you guys want to do, like, steal points?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, okay, so we're going to start doing that. What are they ringing out there, yo? All right, so for time's sake, we didn't do that at the beginning, but since we only have two players, I think that sounds good. But yeah, the original flag did have pink and turquoise, but it stopped including those colors due to printing reasons. It was considered a more expensive ink to use. No, it wasn't copyright. It's just the ink and the dyes used. It was more expensive,
like,
so they just. I don't know what all that looks like, but.
Yeah, red is cheaper, so.
Yeah.
All right. Next player. Which one do you want to do?
I'm going to have to do, like, labels for 300.
All right. What is an ally?
Hold on, I know this.
He's cracking me up.
An ally is probably like how there's like more than one person, and how it's like in one world there's like a lot of people and they're like allies.
Okay, so you're saying like somebody who supports another person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd call that close enough, pretty much. But more specifically, it is somebody who supports the LGBT community.
I was close.
Usually that, somebody that isn't LGBT themselves.
It's usually someone who's not LGBT, but...
I thought it was about people who, like, working together and stuff.
Well, yeah, that's the idea.
That's the other way to do allies, but it's more spelled different, say A-L-L-I-E-S.
Did you add the points?
I did not.
Wow.
So now back to you, my friend.
Yeah, okay. I'll say true or false for 100, because that's the only thing we have left.
Boom.
A gaydar.
Dang it.
A gaydar, or a gay radar, is a real phenomenon where people can identify queer people just by looking at them.
That is the most weirdest thing I ever heard. So I have to say that is false.
True. Oh my god, it is false. I'm trying to say you're correct, but y'all, it is not a real phenomenon. There could be visual cues, but that does not mean someone's gaydar is always going to be correct.
Wait, what
so
about
yeah.
You did add them.
Yep, I got. I gave you the 100.
Nice.
All right,
me, DJ, your turn.
Pick. I'm gonna have to say history for 400.
Boom.
Can I steal?
All right. She gets it wrong.
Oh. Okay.
You can steal if. Yep. This 1980s epidemic disproportionately affected queer people.
Wait, is it a president or?
No.
Wait.
So, would you like. Okay, hold on. Would you like me to define epidemic?
Yes.
Yeah. Cut the ass.
My least favorite president.
Wait, Donald Trump?
I know.
No!
I mean...
What do you mean?
My second least favorite president.
Okay, y'all, okay. Real quick, I'm just gonna define... I'm gonna define epidemic because I think there's some confusion here. Okay, so an epidemic is a mass outbreak of a disease within a certain area.
So like
COVID? Yeah, COVID.
COVID-19. So probably like doctors?
Doctors. So you want to think like diseases. I'm giving you hella hints here.
Oh, diseases!
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Can you say that again?
You forgot
in
2 seconds.
So this 1980s epidemic disproportionately affected queer people.
Hold on. I got the name on top of my tongue, but I can't. Queer people. It's not COVID. Not Donald Trump. Not the doctors.
Wait, what'd you say before?
Shh. I'm thinking. I'm gonna have to say, like, you know, I don't even know. My brain's processing this.
Yeah, this one, this one's really hard.
Can I guess?
All right, would you...
You can steal.
You try to steal me, boy?
Okay, so this 1980s epidemic disproportionately affected queer people.
Bacteria.
That's...
Wait.
Oh, you want to try to steal for a second? Okay. Steal your own points back.
We're going right back.
So wait. He said bacteria. Mm-hmm. I said Donald Trump. I said the doctors. And I said, and he said COVID. So, the flu.
No. So this 1980s epidemic was the AIDS or HIV epidemic. So basically, they believed that AIDS only affected gay people, and so they didn't want to deal with it.
Oh, that's disrespectful.
I know. Yeah,
my brain's processing what I just witnessed.
I just feel like I just lost
it's
brain
just a processing
just
right now.
For saying, for you and that, it feels like a little bit of a mean thing to say for gay people.
It's so rude.
Like,
right?
I mean,
anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways, so let's continue.
All right.
DJ McFlurry, let's go.
What's wrong with McFlurry?
Shh, go.
Okay.
Put your thing up a little bit. There we go. Oops, wrong
one. That's 100. This 1969 riot sparked the LGBT pride movement in the U.S. You cannot, girl, if you use your phone. If you use your phone right now.
That would be caught cheating. I would take the point for myself, actually.
You know what? Yeah. If one of you guys gets caught cheating, then the other person gets the point.
Ooh,
free phone! Free phones, let's go!
All right.
Okay.
Phones. All right, phones were confiscated. This 1969 riot sparked the LGBT pride movement in the U.S.
Definition of LGBT.
So LGBT, so like the queer community.
So LGBT is like gay though?
Like gay, bisexual.
Yeah, stands for lesbian, gay,
wait,
bisexual.
Don't worry.
That's a question?
That's a question. You just almost gave me the answer so I could just easily win, but then
hey,
you have to myself.
Remember it. Remember what I said. Maybe you can get it.
All right, so what is your answer to this question?
It was the gay riot.
Yeah. This one? I'm actually not sure.
I'm gonna try to steal
okay,
it.
Go. Just
anyways, this 1969 riot sparked LGBT pride in the U.S. I learned about this. 1969. J.W. Bush.
What?
How about we do multiple? I'm gonna do multiple choice for this one because this one's actually pretty hard. So your answers are: it is either the San Francisco riots. It is.
Dope. You might want to turn the screen that way then, because I can see a little bit of the pop of your head.
I can see with my glasses.
Okay, so it is San Francisco riots, the Stonewall riots, or It is the LGBT riots.
Stonewall.
Just
Stonewall.
They saw the answer.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You cannot hide it.
Well, we're really like, talking about what winners is this. Whoever wins gets that point.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Hello, hold on.
We doing one or best out of three here?
Best out of three. Let's go. All right,
don't touch the mic. Oh,
He's emoting. DJ McFlurry already got one of the points.
One.
DJ McFlurry coming in with the telekinetic reads.
Oh, he got three out of three.
This is cuckoo paper. You always have to choose one. Think of the palette. She knows the palette of what I did.
Sit down.
You always see me pick scissors. You have to pick something that can beat scissors.
My brain hurts.
That one actually like surprises me that I learned about that and I didn't even grow up in New York, because that happened in New York.
It did?
It did.
Also, that's what we'll be saying, Casco.
Definitely.
All right, so
whose turn is it?
Me, because you just did this. No, it's
wait, did you steal? Yeah, it's you, because you tried to steal.
You can still.
I took the 100 points.
Yeah, you can still catch up here.
I'm gonna do flags for 500.
Boom!
Wow. Why is a rainbow used to represent pride?
Yeah. Rainbow is used to represent pride. Because how it's like colors of the rainbow, and how it represents people of who they are and what they're saying is, how their pronouns is, and how it has different meanings and different colors and stuff like that.
So like representing different identities and things.
I
feel like that one's close enough. The rainbow represents the diversity within the community.
That's not bad,
me. Yeah, that was really good.
Now, hey. You're catching up now.
Yeah, you're catching up now. All right, McFlurry.
McDonald's McFlurry, because I see someone who's trying to get me.
Some of you are.
What did you put?
McFlurry.
McFlurry.
Why is mine with an M-Y instead of M-I?
Because you're my angel. You're
my
bad.
And then a minus sign.
Huh?
Minus
a dash.
Sign.
Oh, my bad. My apologies.
There you go.
Okay, all right.
Dr.
So.
McFlurry plus Dr. Disrespect.
What?
We got Dr. McFlurry and Dr. Disrespect here.
Oh, no.
In the house and the flash.
Let's do pop culture. For
300 or 400?
200.
Oh, 200. My bad.
Hunter Schafer became popular after her supporting role in what TV show?
God dang it. Don't quit acting like you're doing a show.
I think we might witness a steal.
We might witness a steal of America,
too.
Okay,
so, which TV show do you think it is?
What year was the TV show?
What year was that TV show?
There was no way y'all
could get. Oh, I definitely forgot.
Finding Nemo, actually.
And for those of you who are just tuning in, welcome to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live at 90.7 FM. Big Red, Catskill, and Hot Sam.
Okay, so, all of this, there's a TV show that might get me stuck in the head. And if the TV show somewhere in the around 1950s or 50s or something?
No, I'll give you, it probably got popular, if I were to estimate, late 2010s, early 2020s. So that is your like range of when this.
Okay, so Hunter's Shaper. Go quit acting like you in a dog group for 0 buzzings. Just get back up to the answer. Quit playing my name with dog.
Okay, all right, let's get back to which.
I'll let her guess, because I
think
I don't.
2010.
Yo, you were born that day.
I'm gonna have to say, Hunter Schafer became popular after her supporting role in what TV show?
Oh, I just want to.
No, it's not that show. 2010. No, it's not that show. Something teen. Teen has the people with the, who started dancing.
Well, that
place
just got back into
me. Teen Surfer, something like that?
No, I remember. And it called the High School Musical?
No. No, that one was like.
Oh.
What is that?
Like, you guys don't know what Euphoria is?
No.
I don't know what Zootopia is.
Guys, I swear I'm not out of touch. These kids.
Whoa, where's my anime flowing normally?
Just put Mia. Oh my god.
Go,
just,
all right, how about we just... All right, so...
DJ Mia?
In the house, in the flesh.
Which one would you like to pick?
I'm gonna have to do... You get your... I'm gonna have to do like labels for 200.
Oh, what does queer mean?
You just meant this multiple times, man. Get that thing back in your head.
Oh, what does queer mean?
Yeah. Girl, I'm sorry. Leave me alone.
Transition.
I cut off the mission. Here we go.
Anyways, queer means like all your peers and
For just a refresher, this is the Pride trivia, so it's going to be Pride related.
Oh, Pride related. It's
quit punching the
Why?
Queer is something like how it represents straights and it represents the whole pride and what the I'm trying to think of a word it has to do with pride and what everybody thinks of themselves and how it represents themselves and how they show each other respect and how it represents how they feel and who they want to love and stuff like that.
Oh my god, that is the most weirdest thing I ever heard.
Anyways.
Alright, so I'm gonna have to say he can seal here.
So would you... So what do you think queer means?
In the definition of consent.
Of consent?
Just kidding. In the definition of consent, I think queer means like someone who's like LGBTQ. Like someone who's LGBTQ.
I would say yeah.
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 So queer is someone who does not identify as straight or cisgender.
Hey, that's a little too much. Yeah, so I think I deserve that point.
No, yeah, you got that.
Yeah. All right.
Oh yeah, that was a steal.
I felt a stab in my heart.
Yeah, you gotta make
this
up for me because I've been studying.
All right.
Labels for 400.
Boom! Going for the big bucks again.
Yeah.
What does cis het mean?
Someone who wears a hat.
No.
Sometimes. No, you're not getting the point, but sometimes they do.
Sometimes it does mean like someone who wears a hat.
No, it doesn't ever mean that, but sometimes they be wearing hats.
Exactly.
Oh my god. Technicality, sure.
No.
No, you're not getting the point.
Okay,
no,
so you're not, you know.
Dr. Mia, would you like to steal?
Yes. What is it word?
Cishet. Cishet. What does cishet mean?
Sissy.
Cishet means how. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Go away.
All right. So. All right. So that one, but it's actually, if anything, the opposite.
Oh my God. Cishet. Means cisgender and heterosexual and straight.
Oh, that's what I was supposed to say.
Yeah, so it's somebody who is not like.
Part of the
wait, who's in the lead right now? How much do we each have?
You are in the lead by 700.
Yo, you are. I'm cooking you.
Anyways.
You are 1,000. You gotta catch up.
Wait, who's in the lead? I'm gonna have to do. Probably pop culture for.
We got 200 in the jam.
300.
Lady Gaga sings "Don't Be a Drag, Just Be a Queen" in 2011. In what 2011?
Oh, wait a minute.
I know this song.
We actually listened to this earlier.
Lady Gaga
sings "Don't Be a Drag, Just Be a Queen" in what 2011?
I'm gonna give it away. I can't be humming it.
So that's
no matter gay, straight, or bi. And what hit? What is in what hit 2000?
What song?
It's what song?
Think about it.
No matter gay, straight, or gay.
I think we.
Hold on. Another song.
The title is in the song.
No matter what. Okay, straight. I know this. I sing it all the time.
I'm weak.
No matter if you're straight or fine. Okay. Baby, I was born to cry.
No, you just said it.
Pride?
No.
No, wait. No.
Sing it one more time.
She didn't say final answer, so.
Sing but slow. You said it.
You just said it.
We wanted it back.
Not quite, actually.
Baby, I was something to something. I couldn't really guess the words.
I was like.
So would you like to steal?
I am so lonely.
No.
So just still.
Which song?
I can feel it, you.
No matter.
I actually really want to. I really want to give it to Mia because
she sang it.
Literally singing it.
You said
it.
I was born for this. Final answer.
Ooh.
That's so close.
Oh,
you get one more chance.
I reminded you.
Born for. Born for. Wait, no. Baby, I was born to ride?
Wait.
I don't remember what it was clip before you click. I think it's saying more than anything, I think.
Anything. No,
no. All right.
Born this way.
I forgot that word! I forgot that word!
No,
do I get a point or no? Because I sang it though. Do I get a point?
No, you did not!
What was that? 300?
Yeah.
Can I do? We'll do half points since you sang it.
Okay.
Yeah, half
points. Okay.
You should not be saying. What is.
Okay, anyways.
Alright.
Four more questions left.
You did something the impossible. You got 50s when all the points ended in zeros.
Literally, like.
Alright,
Cedar,
go ahead.
Both for the lowest numbers and then for the highest numbers, I have to do labels for the last number.
Label? Alright.
Labels for 100. Oh. What does LGBT stand for?
It's about different personalities of the person who it is.
So yes, but we're looking for an acronym.
Okay. LGBTQ. Why do I keep saying Q after the T?
No, that's right. You're right. That's a different one. That's the extended.
LGTB. It's about someone's personality of how.
So, what does the L stand for?
Lesbian.
What does the G stand for?
Gay.
B.
Bisexual.
T.
Transgender.
Oh, there we go. Okay. He stole my answer. I was going to say that. I'm over here giving the signals.
I'm scared.
And
I forgot there wasn't the lyrics for the song.
Anyways, I will probably do pop culture for 500.
500, okay. This non-binary actor starred as Ellie in 2024 show The Last of Us.
Wait.
They both just stood
up.
I don't.
Show? Wait, Ellie. Oh my god. Yes.
I never watched it, so I don't know.
No, they have it on PlayStation 5. Oh my god, I love her so much. This non-binary actor starts as Ellie. You know what? I forgot her name!
Serious
right
now. Okay, so it's like a non-binary actor, really, from the show of Last of Us. Ain't that similar thing from Stranger Things?
It's like a sci-fi horror show.
It's not 11. It's not her.
It's 19 times Go, the movie, because that would be really...
Ellie.
Think
so
about it.
Who is the actor?
Who's the actor? I never read the subtitles.
I don't even know. Because I know Ellie from Last of the West because they have it on PlayStation 5 in a whole show about it.
Oh. I had to look it up.
Okay, so that's real science. So.
Hey, I'm not competing.
You want to give us from A to B, C, D, and D. It's like A, B, C, D.
All right, that's
okay.
Yeah,
A, Demi Lovato.
Demi
Lovato.
A, Demi Lovato.
B,
let's do...
Who's that one singer, Sam?
Andrew Jackson.
So...
That's
Andrew Jackson.
Okay, here.
He's
okay,
on
here's
the $20
your,
bill.
Here's your three options.
What do you mean?
A. Sam Smith.
That's...
B is Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato.
C is Bella Ramsey.
Bella Ramsey. Bella Ramsey. Bella Ramsey.
I think we just give them both the points there.
Well, yeah. The
no, yeah.
Okay, all right, all right. They want to rock, paper, scissors. That's fair.
Here's the thing, though. You didn't steal. You didn't steal, did you?
No.
You didn't steal.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
So now you're only 150 away, and both.
Let's do some study of history.
You just cut him off.
No, you're good. No worries.
Let's do some history.
In the background, by the way, people are just chasing each other. It's great.
Yeah. We're having a very crazy night tonight.
Which one's Steven?
So we have history for 500.
I think if you get this right, you win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until 2023, these people could not donate blood to the Red Cross. So remember, this is Pride related, so it's going to be related to the LGBT community. Okay. I'll
she
give.
Can steal and I can steal. One of us can steal the answer.
Right. I'll give an option to steal, and then if both of you cannot guess, then I will give you options.
Bet.
And for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, we're doing a Pride Month trivia because we're all about inclusivity and the community, and everybody deserves to be accepted.
And we love each other.
Yes, we do love each other.
All the way.
So I am DJ Sweetgrass. I'm the one kind of emceeing this Pride trivia tonight, and we have two participants.
Dr. McFlowey.
That's your aunt. No, I'm playing.
Madame Mia.
Madame Mia.
Madame from British.
All right. So,
what is happening?
What is your guess? So, your answer is any LGBT people.
Gay.
So any gay people.
No gay people.
Oh, no, no, phrase that differently.
yeah, he said any gay people, so I said normal gay people.
Not quite. So would you like to try to steal?
Yes. I'm gonna have to say like the.
Oh my.
Whatever you want your answer to be.
It's whatever you want your answer to be.
Do I have to have like one more, like more than one option, or just?
Just guess. If you can't get it, we're gonna.
I'm gonna probably say who cannot donate blood? The red blood.
I hope
to the Red Cross. I'm gonna probably say the Probably like the No. So these people cannot donate blood to the Red Cross. I'm gonna say. Like the whole thing. Like, except.
LGBT people?
Yeah.
Yeah, just overall. So that is incorrect. So I'm going to give you guys three options.
Okay.
Who this could be. So your options are gay men, non binary people, or. Transgender people.
Transgender?
Yeah.
Wait, no.
Okay. Let's
get
the opposite.
Okay.
I guess one answer, you guess the opposite. So it's not transgender. So it has
you
to
never be. Know, though.
I'll say
you
yes. Don't. I say gay men. I like so, men. Just
so you're going to say just, gay men?
What was the options?
So it was gay men, non-binary people, and transgender people.
Non-binary.
Okay, so we have one for...
Oh, sorry.
So yeah, the answer is until 2023, gay men could not donate blood to the Red Cross. So remember how I mentioned the AIDS crisis?
Yeah.
I said gay. You were saying that's a bit close. I did hear you say that's a little bit close. You said what gay? I was like.
So.
All right. And once you went saying gay men, I was like, back to my answer.
I don't want to cut you guys off, but we do have 2 minutes until we're off air, so we can just do the last one for funsies.
Yeah, yes. Last one for fun.
Because we cleared out the board. Pretty good time. Really
also,
good timing.
I just remember this. I just want to get this out there. We are going to have a youth pride party over in Hudson. It's going to be at the Spark of Hudson. If anybody is interested, reach out to CGAC. That's Columbia Green Addiction Coalition. They will give you information on that. So
I don't have shoes on.
Okay.
Oh.
What type? Okay. Your question. This one is hard. What type of dance is commonly used on the drag runway?
Like 80s
type of dance.
What type of dance?
Can you give us options?
Yeah. Just because we're better.
Okay, so your options are tap dance, vogue, or ballet?
Vogue.
Ballet.
And the answer is?
Vogue.
Yes. I slapped you.
Yeah. So voguing originated in Black and Latino ballroom scene in the 1980s. So when you see someone voguing on that runway, remember that's where
them.
That came from.
Dance with them. Just vibe with them.
Vibe with them.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much. This was really awesome to have you guys. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. We're going to be tuning out into some music. What will we play? I accidentally closed Spotify, so I'm gonna stall. Thank you everybody for listening. It was great having you here.
It was fun having all the people.
Thank you.
And my sibling having fun.
And for those of you who are just tuning in, we're tuning out. Thank you for listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre Catskill Hudson, where we talk about the community and so forth. And there we go. We're done. Perfect timing.